Good morning. It's good to see everyone. Thank you, G. Thank you for you guys coming. That was a great presentation this morning. A couple of things before I get into the prayer request. Yes. Did you have a special announcement?
I do.
Is that what I think it is out there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Thank you. Sorry. We've been trying to fit this in. As you know, I represent Choices, the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Siloam Springs, who we support monthly, and they are very, very happy that we do. They are grateful, and I wanted to let you know that they're just busy all the time. What a wonderful thing that so many women and men are coming forward to look into having their baby, keeping their baby, finding out what it is that God wants for their baby. Now, as far as needs go, they're in pretty good shape. However, they do always need, and I said that I would try to ask you for maybe a little shower of baby wipes. It's the one thing that they don't have a lot of donations of, and they don't have a resource to get them. So if anybody would like to help Choices and meet one of their needs, we're going to collect baby wipes, and I'll make sure that they get them. There is a basket in the back that is filled with empty baby bottles. And most of you know that we take those home, we fill them up with change, and bring them back. And so please, let's take our baby bottles home and fill them up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah. All right. First of all, I just want to welcome Creel and Vicki back from Austin. They'll be here for a while. Good to have you back. Deborah Hall, you're back there somewhere. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
I'm so thankful for you guys and all the prayers. And God is just so good. And every time I'm here, I'm blessed. So I just want to say that I'm so glad to have you and for the prayer.
Well, it's great to see you. And Louise, man, it's good to see you. Every week I say, where's Louise? Because I think you're sitting there. She's traveling. She's a traveling woman. You know, so it's good to see you here today. Jacob, good to have you back here today as well. If you haven't met Jacob, just move to this area. Be sure and do so. Do we have any first-time visitors that I'm not aware of today? Okay. With that said, Walter's got the microphone. We're going to do our prayer requests. And Hank?
Well, this is not a request. This is a prayer. Today, 40 years ago, Marion made my life complete.
Okay. Either she really appreciated that or you just embarrassed the fire out of her. Right? Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. All right, Walter. If you have, let's start on this side, a praise request. Jessica.
My name is Jessica. Two things. Melora is not here today. Maybe you've missed her, but she has accepted a job in Texas for the summer, an internship working with a church with the teen girls. So she is loving it, and we're happy for her. So,
wonderful.
And we're thanking God for an answer to prayer for, you know, 12 weeks, and then keep praying for the school year job.
Yeah.
The second thing is that we did have to make the decision to place my mom on hospice this past week. But we're thankful that actually we didn't have to make that decision, that she was of her right mind. God gave her clarity back for a few days, that she was able to voice her wishes. And so that makes it much easier. And she's resting. She's not in any pain. And she's always been ready for heaven to see her Savior. So we're thankful.
Tell us your mother's name again.
Dodie.
Jody.
Okay. Dodie.
Dodie. Dodie. Thank you. Dodie and Jessica too. All right, on this side, we're going to work our way to the back. There's Jenny, and then we'll go to Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I want to give you a fill-up on my son, Rick. He's going to have his bladder removed on Thursday of this week. And since they found the cancer and he had his strokes, they now found a spot on his lung. So just keep him in prayers, please. We need it. And we'll be going to Pennsylvania soon.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. Absolutely will. And Charla in the back, and there's also Jack. Jack?
My name is Jack, and it's been some time since I brought up my grandson who has muscular dystrophy. He's almost 40 years old. Finally, my daughter called me yesterday, and they have a cure for his bed sores that he suffered so much on. And so I just thank you for all your prayers for him. His name is Trevor. And appreciate the congregation for that.
Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, my name's Charla. I have a coworker. Her mother, Melinda, has cancer in several places, lung, brain. Well, one of the tumors is eating at her skull. So if y'all could remember Melinda McClendon, and then I have an unspoken.
Thank you, Charla. All right, on this side, anyone else? There's Deborah.
Yes, I have a praise to the good Lord above. Thank you, God. And I don't want to cry, but I am. So forgive me. Last Sunday, whenever I prayed for my great-granddaughter, and I appreciate all your prayers, but I was feeling down, and I was feeling like everything was beyond help. And I thought, I'm going to go to town and just look around a little bit. Well, I went to town. I didn't stay long, but I came home. I came through the 412 gate. And I was still feeling really bad and stuff. But when I came through the 412 gate, so I know God's working, it was like my whole heart and soul just swallowed up in such a love and thanks. And God talked to me and sent the Holy Spirit and things, and I just I sang all the way home, and I praised God, and I worshiped Him, and I just kept on. It was like I couldn't give enough praise and things, and I went home, and nobody was home, so I did some more shouting and thanks and praising God for what He's done for me and my family and things. So I just, like right now, it's just swelling up. And thanks. So I'm so, so thankful for y'all and so, so thankful to the good Lord for everything that He's done.
Thank you, Deborah. I hesitate to even remind you of the Flint or Ridge Chapel First Sunday Gospel singing today after service, because you may not make it through it. But anyway, and don't forget, I want to get a picture of your grandsons with my banjo, okay? All right. Okay, Bing. Thank you. Well, we love you, Deborah. Well, we love you. You know that.
God is real, isn't He?
Yes, He is.
Bing? Please think of Bonnie. She's having oral surgery this week. And hope that it goes through smoothly and no pain.
Will do. Thank you, Bing, for sharing that. This side. Prayer request on this side. Back in the back. Maddie?
Me first.
Okay.
I'm James. Some of you all have asked about my dad. The last update is he's still having AFib quite regularly. And so they're looking at doing an ablation, but they're going to do a CT scan first. Remember the dates here. I think it's June 29th is the schedule for that. And then following that, they'll schedule the ablation. So just appreciate your prayers for him. He's actually filling in preaching now, and I told him to be cautious of the pressure and the weight during this question time with his heart and things. So appreciate your continued prayers for both of them, Mom as well. She's down most days, so thank you.
Thank you. Then.
Hi, I'm Madeline. I'm going to Falls Creek with a church tomorrow, so just please pray for safe travels there. And also, it does get pretty hot there, so just please pray that nobody gets heat stroke and passes out. And also, please pray for Wyatt Burson, because he's not like going down the right path. I don't know, because he's not running anymore, and he used to be really passionate about it, and he doesn't want to hang out with anybody anymore except for his girlfriend, and his girlfriend really tries to encourage him to go hang out with other people, and he used to go to church a whole bunch, and then he kind of just stopped and wasn't feeling it. And just please pray for him to come to the Lord and just get his life on the right path again.
Absolutely. Wyatt. Yeah, Wyatt. What was Wyatt? Burson with a B?
Yeah.
Burson with a B. Thank you for sharing that. It's always a telltale sign, isn't it, Maddie, when someone is becoming withdrawn, something's going on. So thank you for sharing. Yes, Lynn and...
Lynn Bell, praise report. Henry's twin brother swallowed the pill and with the camera in it, and they have found absolutely nothing yet. His blood cells are still not right, but they have ruled out a whole slew of things. So we don't know where we go from here, but praise God that it's not all of the things that they were looking for. Mm-hmm. And his sister-in-law, our sister-in-law, Joe's wife, had surgery. Her fifth surgery this week following her mastectomy. So things, hopefully this one will take care of all the tissue and everything.
And Joe's wife is named
Cheryl.
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 Okay,
Bell.
Cheryl.
And then please just continue to pray for our daughter, Melissa.
Melissa, you bet.
Thank you.
And Leah?
I have a good friend. Her name is Stephanie Sanders. And she has not heard from her son in over a year. And he's kind of always been a wanderer. Last time she heard from him, he was in Los Angeles and was going to be moving to Colorado, and she lost all contact with him. She can't get him on the phone. His phone's been disconnected. And he said that he always calls her on the holidays, at least keeps, you know, messages her and calls her, and she has not heard from him in a year.
Yeah.
And she feels like that foul play was involved. He was in an altercation with someone in L.A., and she feels like there's something wrong. So her name is Stephanie Sanders.
Stephanie Sanders, thank you. Any others? This side, back in the very back, Deborah.
Whenever that happened, the Lord shook me with everything he had and told me, leave your worries with me and I will take care of it. And he did. I mean, all I can do is say, just trust and believe and he'll have the answers. And he shook me like I hadn't been shook in a long time. So, yeah.
Thank you, Deborah. A great lesson for all of us, in fact. Keith, let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Oh, Father, what a wonderful day you've given us today. And we just thank you for the bright sunshine that lifts our spirit. And Father, we're thankful today that the Dyers are with us, filling us in a little about the Christian Student Fellowship up at Miami. We just pray that you will continue to be with them in that ministry as it grows. Just help them to be able to reach out into the community there at the school and make inroads for you. And we just thank you, Father, for their effort and for their willingness to serve you. And Father, we're grateful to see Deborah Hall here this morning and see that she's feeling better. And we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to be with her as she moves forward. And we just pray, Lord, that your blessing will be on her and her recovery will be complete and quick. And we're glad to see Louise back today. And we just thank you for her being able to be here and being willing to share her life with us at this time. And Father, we are glad to hear that Hank and Marion have made it for 40 years. We just thank you, Father, for that example. We just pray that more people can be able to give that example. And we just thank you for them and their willingness to serve you and the love they have for the rest of us. And Father, we want to pray for Melora as she's doing this internship with these young ladies. We just pray, Father, that you can be with her. Give her the strength and the energy that she needs to be able to keep up and continue to teach and draw them closer to you. And Father, we do want to pray for Dodie. And we just pray that you'll be with her at this time. And I pray that you'll be with Jessica and the rest of the family through a very difficult time. We just pray, Lord, that you can uplift their spirits and stay close to them and encourage them. And Father, we want to pray for Rick this morning and all the difficulties that he is having medically. And we just pray as the doctors work with him that they will be able to see some progress in his life. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with Jenny and the rest of the family as they are going to make a trip back to help support him and just be with them and protect them all and keep them close to you. And Father, we're glad to hear that Trevor got a little bit of relief from his bed sores, and we just thank you, Lord, that people have kept working and seeking and finally coming up with something that has helped him to move forward in his life, and it's thankful that it will relieve some of the difficult times that he has. And for Melinda McClendon that has cancer, sounds like in several places, Lord, we just pray that you can be with her, be with the doctors as they work with her, that they might be able to relieve some of the pain that she's dealing with and might be able to help overcome some of the difficulties that she's having. And we just pray, Lord, for strength and for guidance for them. And Lord, we want to pray for Bonnie. We just pray as she's going to have this oral surgery. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with the doctor that will do that and be able to correct the difficult part that she's having there. And we just thank you, Lord, that we can come to you and lift her up. And Father, we do want to lift up James's dad, and we just pray, Lord, that as he's back into preaching a little bit now, that this AFib is not going to disturb that and interrupt him from sharing the word with others. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and help him to have days that are quiet and that he can just rest and recover. And Father, we want to pray for Maddie as she's heading to a camp. We just pray that you can be with her and help her to, as she moves forward in her life, just continue to bless her and direct her in the right way. And we want to lift up our friend Wyatt, who's going through a difficult time in his life, trying to figure out really where he's at. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and pray that somebody can come into his life and can help him to reach out to you to seek the answers that he needs. And Father, we do want to pray for Joe this morning as things have are looking a little better for him medically, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him as they continue to work with him, and they maybe can eliminate some more things that they thought might be problems. And we just know, Lord, that you're there, you're with him, and you're working with them as they go through this process. And we want to pray for Joe's wife having hip surgery. We just pray, Lord, that that's gone well and that she'll be able to recover quickly from that. And we just thank you, Lord, again for those who provide for us day after day in our medical needs. And we want to pray for the Bell's daughter. And we just pray, Lord, that you can continue to be with her. Just lift her up, Father, and encourage her and just keep her moving. And for Bethany Sanders, we just want to lift her up as well, as she's having a difficult time finding her son. And we just know that that is a difficult thing for a mother to do, is to have a son and not know where he's at. So I just pray, Lord, that this young man might be able to get a hold of his mother and let her know that he's doing well, and just be able to relieve the difficult time that she's struggling with now. And Father, we want to continue to lift up our first responders, our policemen, the firemen, and those who take care of us in our crises, and our military. And we always want to lift up our country, our leadership. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them, and pray that they will wake up and look to you for their guidance and direction, that we can get our country back in the right move, that's moving towards you and not away from you. And again, Father, I thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. Just pray that you'll continue to be with us as we have Sunday school and as we fellowship together. We just thank you, Father, and love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.